The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint. So Ajay, tell me, do you have a life insurance policy?
I'm still so young, Sunit. Why should I get one?
Well, these are uncertain times. A lot of young people buy policies too, and you know, as a long-term investment.
Sunit, I can't even buy chai on many days, and you want me to worry about savings?
Well, Ajay, even if you may not have a policy, there's some big news on the life insurance front that you should care about. It's about one of India's most well-known government-owned companies, the Life Insurance Corporation of India, or LIC. Have you heard about it?
Oh yes, they are going to be listed in the stock market, right? Which essentially means anyone can own a small piece of the company. You think it's going to be a big deal?
Oh, this is going to be a huge deal. Some estimates indicate LIC's market cap may be bigger than even Reliance Industries or TCS's. And did you know that LIC's balance sheet last year was 30 lakh crore?
Wow.
Okay. That's 30 trillion rupees, Ajay. That's bigger than the government of India's annual budget.
There is so much money in insurance?
No. There's money in monopoly. LIC controls nearly two-thirds of the life insurance market. It has 1.2 million agents across the country. You know these LIC agents you see all around? Have you seen any of them, Ajay?
Are you one too? Is that why you asked me about insurance policy?
No, not yet. Not yet, at least. They are everywhere. Why do you think so many characters in movies are LIC agents?
Is that why you asked me, Sunit, if I had an insurance policy?
No, Ajay. The only thing I try to sell these days is long stories, you know, the ones you and I work on together.
Sure.
I asked you about LIC because it tells a larger story about India and about how our economy is changing. You know how LIC became such a huge monopoly?
Tell me.
In the 50s, there were heated debates in India's parliament about insurance frauds. There were quite a few scams those days. And that time, India's status economy arrived at the only solution it could think of. Nationalize the life insurance business. That means only a government company can sell the product. But private companies were allowed in 20 years ago. And now the government essentially is saying that it wants to dilute its ownership in LIC too.
Ah, so LIC is actually a symbol, you're saying. The government is saying it wants to slowly get out of selling insurance or running an airline. There are plans to sell Air India too, after all.
Ajay, we don't know whether Air India's disinvestment is going to fly so easily. Even with LIC, all we know right now is that there's going to be a stake sale, a small stake sale.
So what's the game here?
The game is about figuring out the value of LIC. You see, life insurance is a long-term business. This means you buy a policy today, but continue to pay premiums for several years. It is from this future income that insurers make profits. So the value of life insurance companies assessed by future profits that the current business is able to generate. And that's why nobody really knows what the value of LIC actually is.
There are all kinds of numbers floating about too, right?
Right.
The chief economic advisor to the government, for example, said even 6 to 7% of the company may be worth 90,000 crore. That's a lot of money.
Right. That's why there's so many estimates around and we thought to be in, get an expert in. Now you know why we asked Deepthi Bhaskaran from Mint's personal finance team to dive into this. She's been tracking LIC for a lot of time and she knows the company inside out.
And her key point is that LIC's profit-sharing arrangement with its shareholders needs to change.
Mm-hmm. Currently, LIC pays out only 5% of their profit to their shareholders, believe it or not. And this is the government. The rest of the money goes to the policyholder as bonuses. This arrangement was okay till now because the government is in any way not in the business of life insurance to make profit. But when private shareholders come in, they're going to be asking for more, right?
I guess so, yeah.
So then private insurance companies already divert 10% of their profits to their shareholders, for instance, the other private insurance companies. For this to happen with LIC, they would require a change in LIC's act.
Ah, and that's why many stock market watchers are not very confident that LIC will get listed this year. The law needs to change, evidently.
Absolutely.
And then there is also the issue of how the government has used LIC's resources to bail out other companies in the past.
That's a big black box.
And the true cost of these bailouts has remained hidden because obviously it's been a government company. All these skeletons will now come tumbling out.
Do you really think so, Ajay?
Well, because they'll have to put out their accounts transparently because if they get listed in the markets, that's what they need to do, Sunit.
Let's wait and see. The government can be quite obtuse. In any case, who wouldn't want to know all those secrets?
I don't know about an insurance policy, Sunit, but I would pay my entire salary to get to know those secrets.
Ah, clearly that's a holy grail for you, Ajay. Anyway, that's it from us.
You have been listening to The Signal and the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally.
At Sunit Arora.
And at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.